following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Fausto, thinking about the Apostle Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, he says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. Simon Peter, the old Simon, particularly Jesus called him and also changed his name to Peter, Rock, because of the way how God was going to build him like a strong leader, a man of determination with a clear vision and purpose. Peter realizes that his time is short. And then in chapter 1 of 2 Peter, he stresses the fact of how important it is to know God and how important to know what he's done for us and how by his divine power, all things pertaining to life and godliness have been given to us by the great and precious promises of God. And you and I need to realize that God has provided everything we need for life to be new and abundant and eternal, and for us to live a consecrated life. We live at an age where so many people are hurting, so many people are disheartened, so many people are so in need of orientation and direction. So you and I have been given by God, by his providence, the great love, the great power. The Bible says that we should add to our faith knowledge, virtue, perseverance, kindness, self-control, brotherly love, plus love, the agape love. And that if we allow ourselves with all diligence to add in our lives these important virtues given to us by the Lord, but us putting our effort to meet and have special time with God, time alone with God, to read the Bible and pray and to seek his face, early in the morning and at noonday and in the night, seeking the Lord with all of our hearts. It's interesting to remember that we cannot be short-sighted. We cannot even be blindfold with the reality of what's happening. We need the light of Jesus. We need to have spiritual perception as to all that is happening around us. We need the discernment of God. So we need to come to terms with where we're at and what's going on in our lives. Refuge family, we love you. We praise God for all that he's done and that all that he's continuing to do in our lives. Take courage, my brothers and sisters. Continue to look up for our redemption draws nigh. I am sending you a message of love and of hope and the great understanding that God is great. And the value of knowing God and remembering what he's done for us, taking hold of eternal life, and all the gift that he's given us, so that you and I will be those lights that are shining forth the reflection of God's love by the character of Jesus Christ. You see, it takes just but a moment to cry to God and to say a prayer and to say, I'm a Christian or I'm a disciple or I go to church. But it takes a lifetime to build a life of character. The character of Christ. The more I know God, the more I love him. The more I love him, the more I will want to obey him. And by obeying him, we'll experience more of the glorious power of God. And through that, we'll learn to have faith upon faith, hope upon hope. And Jesus is our living hope. The Lord bless you, and may the Lord just shine his face upon you and give you peace. Greetings from the Flukers family. I am Pastor Fausto Fluker from the Spanish ministry. We started back with Wednesdays at 6:30 and Sundays at 11 a.m. and also at 4 p.m. Please tell family and friends, neighbors, and anyone that you may know that may prefer to hear the message in Spanish. We are there. God is doing a work. We also have the Refuge family in Spanish. So thank God for all that he's doing. Bless you and bless your family in Jesus' name. Thank you for your broadcasting coming all the way to you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life